Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Crisepo, let's go. Give me the five questions. Let's see what we got.
All right, Zach. Jacob deGrom went to Washington tonight and made another case for a Cy Young Award. The Mets righty eclipsed Bob Gibson's record tonight for consecutive quality starts by notching his 23rd in a row. His record is now 9-9 with an ERA of 1.77. Onside, offside, Jacob deGrom is a lock for the NL Cy Young Award.
I'm going to say offsides. I don't think he's a lock. To me, he should win it. And I would even have a conversation about it. But because of the wins and the lack of them, and them not being a sexy number of wins, I think Scherzer will get some votes. I think Nola will get some votes. I think he should win it. I think he will win it. But because of the lack of wins, which are not his fault, he's pitched as great as great could be this year. His team just can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. That makes him not a lock, even though I think he will and should win. It's offsides.
Offsides.
See, McKeon, a timely sound drop. Nice job.
Offsides.
Number two. Another year for Jimmy Butler, and he seems to be on the move again. There's an obvious disconnect between the Timberwolves, their front office, Tom Thibodeau, and seemingly everyone involved. Butler, though, wants out and is scheduled to be a free agent at season's end, and by that time, he'll be 30 years old. Onside, offside, Jimmy Butler will not get a max contract from his next employer.
He will not get a max contract. Offside. I'm not a big Jimmy Butler fan. We saw what happened in Chicago. We see what's happening right now. I would have loved if he would have stayed with the Minnesota Timberwolves and really tried to build with this core, because it's a fun group in Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. But I'm sick of all this social media stuff with them right now, and all this let me burn someone else and my brother gets involved. And then you had like Steven Jackson commenting on it. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Shut up. Stop with the drama. You guys were an 8th seed last year. You have a whole lot more talent. You should have been better than an 8th seed. You won one game in the postseason. How about you have some guts and stick around and try to win with this team instead of cry your way to New York or L.A.? He'll get a max contract, though. We know he's going to get a max contract. The hand out money so easily in the NBA. He'll get a max contract. He's a very good player. I don't think he's a great player, though. And I don't think he's as great as the way that his attitude perceives him to be. So offsides, because he will get a max contract.
Offside.
Now you're paying for years 30 to 35 of Jimmy Butler. But
I get it.
He's got a lot of tread on the tires. This coach has worn him out. Between Chicago and Minnesota, he's been worn out as a player. So you're getting a 35. So you're the back end of the deal. You're getting a 35-year-old guy who's worn out, and his best skills are going to be diminished because he's a great defensive player.
You see some of these contracts in the NBA?
I'm aware. But once again, I wouldn't want my team doing it.
Fair. That's not the question.
Like I said,
I'm not paying the guy. I wouldn't want the guy on my team. But the question is he going to get a max contract or not?
I don't think any team should give it to him. That's the point. That's my point.
Okay. But the question is not should he, it's is he going to get one? And if the question is he going to get one, you tell me.
Offside.
He's probably going to get one.
Okay, thank
you. Probably going to get one.
Thank you.
The Jets had their second consecutive subpar performance, and this one was highlighted by some disciplinary issues on the field.
Say the least.
Between Isaiah Crowell's interesting celebration and Tremaine Johnson being called for a taunting penalty, these issues seem to be at the feet of head coach Todd Bowles, and they are problems that have been persistent in his tenure. Onside, offside, Todd Bowles should consider himself on a hot seat.
You're in New York. You just got a contract extension. Should he consider himself on the hot seat?
To be fair, though, it's really only a 1-year extension, because it's really a 2-year deal, and the last year he's a lame duck.
I'm going to say yes, he should consider himself on the hot seat. But, and I'll go onside. But isn't it funny how quickly this narrative changes? And it goes to the first caller's point. Week one. Oh, look at the Jets. Oh, look at this. And then you lose to the Dolphins.
What kind of society are we in here?
Yeah, we're in a reactive society where you have to give an immediate reaction. I totally get that. But how many playoff wins do you have, Todd Bowles?
Zero. You know how many playoff appearances he has?
Zero.
Zero.
And you also had the disappointment at the end of the year. All he had to beat was Buffalo, and they couldn't do that.
Correct.
And, so he's what, fourth year, right, Todd Bowles?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat, but Darnold helps him. If Darnold just plays well this year, he helps Todd Bowles, even though Todd Bowles is a defensive-minded coach. So, yes, he should consider himself on the hot seat.
I think you're just keeping continuity for continuity's sake, but what do I know?
Okay.
Number four, the Orioles have reportedly made the decision to move on from Buck Showalter in the dugout. The longtime Orioles skipper has been at the helm since 2010 and made the postseason three times after Baltimore spent a decade away from October. This season has been rough. The Orioles have just 44 wins on the year.
To say the least.
And fielded a roster with a lot of mismatched pieces heading into the season, and now they are headed for a rebuild. So onside, offside, Zach, the Orioles should relieve Buck Showalter.
Yes, they should. Onsides. We all know Buck is a heck of a manager. The Britton decision, though, is just such a killer. Last year, 75 wins. This year, you're 44 and a buck 08. You're only getting older. You have a 289 winning percentage this year. You just look at that number when the number hits you right on the screen. Yeah, bring in someone new. And it's time to get a fresh voice in there. It's time to say goodbye.
But the general manager who assembled the 44-win team is reportedly going to get to stay.
Once again, baseball's a game that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
They really built a mismatched roster with a lot of players that got old very quickly. And the one guy who was young, they decided to ship out. How does that make any sense?
That's a totally fair point. But with that being said, you asked me if they should move on from Buck Showalter.
I know what the question was. Thank you.
You wrote the question here. So once again, I'll say yes, and if your gripe is with the general manager, totally fair, but it does not change how you evaluate the manager.
Fair enough.
All right.
Even though both of them should probably be out.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I wouldn't argue on that.
That's all I'm saying. Both of them should probably be out.
But
you assemble a 44-win team and we're in the last week of the season, both of them should be out.
Yeah, totally fair, but Dan Duquette is a very respected person, just like Showalter. And he's been there since 2011. You know what it is with these general managers that people love? It's let me blame it on the manager. And that's what this is going to be here.
Last one, big guy. After the investigation seemingly went away for a year. After the investigation seemingly went away for a year, Cubs shortstop Addison Russell was placed on administrative leave by the team after his wife wrote a blog post detailing Russell's domestic violence transgressions and brought the story back into the limelight. So onside, offside, Addison Russell has played his last game for the Cubs.
It's a great question. And this is such an interesting topic of conversation because of the blog post. Now this being a second allegation, I was reading that the Cubs said they were surprised on it. They question Addison Russell, who's a young baseball player. Addison Russell has denied any wrongdoing here. Joe Maddon, the manager, said he was surprised at the new accusations. But here's some things that I will read to you from an ESPN article. A Chicago police spokesperson said, at this point, they have not launched a criminal investigation, but detectives will look at the allegations further and have already reached out to the Cubs. The Cubs say they take this very seriously. And we shall see what happens. The question once again, Graceffo, just so I make sure I can answer this correctly.
Addison Russell has played his last game for the Cubs.
I'd be surprised if he plays again. And the blog post and what is being said is things that are definitely cause for concern. But I think you need more information. And if it ends up being true, what is accused of him, I think he's done with the Cubs, but right now, and I get it's a second offense, I just think you need something a little bit more concrete, and I'm going to go offsides in this one.
Offsides.
Were there any pictures or anything with the blog post?
Doesn't seem like there are any pictures. I feel like we would
Yeah, I think we would know by that. That's why I just wanted to know. But you have a young baseball player here. But if I'm the Cubs, I'm not happy. I'm actually very annoyed because now this is the second offense. So I could see the argument, and it's very possible that he never plays again.
Not only is it the second offense, but the story went away for like a year.
Yeah.
So it's bizarre. probably the same kind of deal that we're talking about.
That's why I just need to see more facts before I say 100% he's done, he's finished with the Chicago Cubs.
Offside!
All right, shut it down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.